Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a penny and a half at 396 and a half, December wheat up a quarter cent at 594, and November beans down 4 1/4 cents at 1061 and a quarter. We did not see any export announcements this morning. That's the second day in a row we haven't seen anything out here, so that could be a little bit negative to the beans. We're having some rains here in Illinois. They got rains in Iowa. That'll slow down the harvest a little bit, but it's going to bring much needed rains to the area. We've got also some rains in South America. Nothing great, but a little bit of a change there. As we talked about on Friday, I thought that we'd start to see the beans lose ground to the corn out here. Funds are long 250,000 contracts of beans. I think it's way too much, and we still have several weeks of harvest here, so I'm just not sure that corn's not going to gain on the beans out here. I think we've come an awful long way, and I think we need to take a little bit of a break here, but I think corn still has some upside potential. The report was certainly friendly for the bean market, but again, I think it was kind of, as we talked about on Friday, buy the rumor, sell the fact, and I think that's what we're seeing here. It's a little disconcerting about no exports, but I think overall the Chinese will be back. I don't think they're anywhere near done buying what they need. So, you know, I just think that we can see the beans sell off a little bit, clean up some of these long funds. They'll want to get longer corn. Wheat, with some of the rains that we're seeing out here, that could be under a little bit of a pressure as well. So overall, I just think that corn's going to be the strong link in here, and beans and wheat, the wheat link. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.